Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 243. Hello, my name is Chris Tricchio and I'm here with Jeff Chorney.
Word up,
and
peoples.
Mr. Baum is not with us today, so in his place, we have Mr. Joseph Fate.
243 is a huge number.
243 is a
it
huge
is
number,
big.
Man. That's almost five years. That's how long we've been doing this shit. It's a crazy amount of time.
I'm jealous.
Well, today we are going to be talking about what you guys thought is the game of insert generation here. Like, one game per generation. If you had to choose, what is it? Before that, we're going to do some distractions and a little bit of news. And then afterwards, we'll do new releases, very, very special new releases that Jeff and I are going to go crazy about.
Maybe.
An email and a new question of the week. Before that, Joe, what's up, man? It's been a while since you've been on the show. How you feeling?
Dude, I'm feeling
also
good.
Known as Aces High.
That's right.
Did you prepare random questions for later in the show?
You know what? I'll prepare them during
pressure's
break.
On.
It is on. You know, the pressure's on for you for digging up that sound file.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, I still haven't done that, have I? I could find it, though. It's not hard.
But seriously, what are you up to? You've been a busy guy lately. Like, I mean, in general.
I do work. I'm getting back on the review bandwagon for everyone. Over here at Indus. If you've seen some coverage for Deadlight, I made that happen. I'm still waiting on, what was the review that Glenn's working on?
Dyad.
Yeah, he's doing a video review, so that one's going to take a little longer, but yeah.
Yeah, I know, and that's, I'm really excited about that because he is taking his time.
Yeah.
So I expect that to turn out pretty well. I have an interview tomorrow at a grocery store. I don't know how that's going to turn out.
All right.
Well, that's kind of exciting. Didn't you already work at a grocery? No, you worked at like a.
I'm gonna try and juggle two part-time jobs.
Okay, got you. Because you work in like the, I want to say agriculture section of something.
I'm a garden dude.
There it is. Yeah, garden dude. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, if I really wanted to, that could be my official title of the store.
Garden dude. That's nice. Pretty awesome. I think you should make that happen.
Yeah, I will, and then I'll take a picture and show Twitter.
It'll be awesome. Be pretty badass.
But yeah, so that's really about it. Is trying to get more reviews coming into Indus, trying to get more content pumping out.
Are you doing? You're doing shit for other stuff too, right? Are you still writing for PS? What's it called?
Yeah. Actually, I just finished a review for Amazing Spider-Man for PlayStation Universe. And
how was that game, by the way?
About a 5 out of 10.
Oh, really? Didn't like it, huh?
No, it was average. I'm not going to say I didn't like it, because then you go into the whole debacle of, hey, 5 is an average game.
Yeah, I don't think 5 is an average game these days.
Yeah, well, I try and stick to my guns.
Gotcha. Yeah. That's cool.
I still think that 5 is, well...
I don't think it's considered an average game in this day and age. I think technically on a scale of 1 to 10, a 5 should be average, but I don't think people look at a 5 as being average.
Yeah, the way that we do things, it's like a 3 is slightly above average, and you know,
pretty much.
A 2 is slightly below average. So
yeah, so
that's the way we do things.
Yeah. Well, I'm not buying that game, Joe. Thanks, dude. Literally be like, thank you, and now I'm not going to buy that game. But
no, if you haven't bought it now, you probably wouldn't buy it to begin with.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
There were high hopes for that game, man.
There always is. And that's
I know. It's like, this is the one! This is the Spider-Man!
People love Spider-Man.
This is gonna be it!
It's like Star Wars shit, man. Everyone thinks it's gonna be the best shit ever, and then,
Hey, at least Old Republic was good. It just got tedious after a while.
Which would be the opposite of good.
Play after a while.
Oh, come on, man. You got to, like, level 25, man.
I didn't get that high.
You didn't?
I don't think so.
You were in the 20s at least.
I think I was at 20, actually. I think. Actually, maybe I was in the 20s. It was right after wherever you get the fucking starship. That's where I was. So whenever that, wherever.
Yeah,
that
was. Shortly after. Well, that's, you probably got around to 20.
I was early 20s, maybe.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Cool. Anyway. Cool. Well, thank you, Joe. Jeff, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing okay. Just, you know, same old shit, watching a lot of the Olympics and stuff. We talked about it off the air, but Canada's U.S. soccer team, that made a lot of sense.
That did. I was going to ask about that.
That was just spectacular.
I was going to ask about that.
Canada's women's soccer team.
There you go.
Kind of got fucked out of a gold medal round matchup with Japan because the Norwegian ref screwed them over against their match with USA. But whatever, shit happens. They ended up winning bronze today, which is awesome. Everyone's going crazy. And at the same time, no one's going to care about 2 months from now. So,
yeah, not well, even, everyone cares during the Olympics, and then the Olympics go away, and it's like, oh, yeah, remember those Olympics? Yeah.
Pretty much, but that's cool. I mean, Canada's hanging in there. We're doing a lot better this Summer Olympics than I thought we would, because usually we suck at the Summer Olympics. We're like,
yeah,
good
but you
at the
guys, like,
Olympics.
Dominate in the Winter Olympics, man.
Well, last one we did, but before that, we're kind of meh. But, yeah, we usually do way worse in the Summer Olympics, but... That's about it. I went ziplining last weekend. That was
fun. Yeah, that's right. How'd that go?
That was really awesome. Like, I am not a heights person at all, as you know.
Right.
So I had a few drinks before going, of course, because, like, we got there a good hour and a half before we had our reservation to go, and we had to wait for our friends to get there anyway. There was, like, three couples that went. So I had a good about three drinks before we left, but it turned out it wasn't that high anyway. Like, the highest point, I think, was 60-something feet, 63 feet, 65 feet, which... is pretty high, but when you're in a forest, it doesn't look that high because you're under the tree level. It's not like a big open space, kind of, so it just kind of doesn't feel... like you're on, like, in a tree, basically. It looked like an Ewok village, kind of. You're on these little platforms. But...
in this Ewok village, did they blink or not?
They definitely blink. Yes, okay. They did. Yeah. But it was fun, man. It was a really good time. We had these really pimp-ass tent/rooms. They're really, really cool. Like, they weren't really... It wasn't really like camping. It wasn't really like a tent. It was just... I mean, there's beds in there, a bathroom, and a shower. Well, the shower was outdoors, but it was still, like, attached to it. It was... And electricity was in all these things, too. They were pretty big. But it was a lot of good time. It was a good time. Like, there's, like, yeah, six of us that went ziplining and just hung around and kind of drank and cooked burgers and hot dogs and shit all day and just shot the shit. It was fun.
Sounds like a good time, man.
Yeah, man. What about you?
Oh, fucking nothing, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, seriously, nothing's going on. I mean, it's... I can't... We can't do anything. It's like, because Crystal's due any day now. It's like...
Yeah.
You know, we have to just be ready. For
Let's go
to
the mall.
Everything.
Can't, because I might shit out a baby. Yeah, that's a good point. Let's just... Let's lay on the couch for a bit. And I'm going to go try to get my sanity back. Go for a walk.
Jeff providing broad medical terms.
Well, he is very.
And that's what happened,
sort
right?
Of thing, apparently.
That's isn't that how doesn't that?
Yeah,
how
they shit
happens?
It out. It comes out of their ass.
Okay, well, that's what I figured. That wasn't,
that's
you know,
what happens.
We didn't have like sex ed and all that kind of shit in our school.
It depends on which hole you fuck them in. It's just really.
No, exactly. Yeah. What happens? Okay. What if she gives you a blowjob? Does that mean she's gonna like burp up a baby? Like throw up a baby?
Oh, sex ed in Canada must be really interesting.
Oh, well, it's fun, that's for sure. I get a lot of weird looks, though, when I go, like, down south, but you know, whatever.
Cool. Let's talk about some games. Joe, why don't you start out, man?
All right, so recently, I don't know why it took me this long to beat it, but I picked Deus Ex back up.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I actually finished
Such
it.
Such a good game.
Good stuff. How far out were you from beating it?
I had not played it in such a long time that I just restarted.
Oh, okay, well.
Yeah, so...
That makes sense, though.
That game's fantastic.
It is
really,
good.
Really good.
It is good. Kind of shits the bed a bit towards the end, but it's still really good.
I think what was wrong with me the first time I played it was I was trying to do an all-stealth run.
Yeah.
And that is really, really difficult.
Yeah,
it is.
So at some point in that game, I just kind of gave up and started shooting dudes in the face.
Nice. And that's where it gets fun.
It went a lot better.
That seemed to work a lot better. Just
did you
in the face.
Did you have all the options at the end? The four options?
Yeah, I totally did.
Yeah, I only got the three because I couldn't find one of the rooms at the end to find somebody. I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to go beat the game.
I can't remember if I had all four or not. I think
I only had three. I missed out on someone because I know, like, yeah, well, I mean, spoilers, cover your ears for the next 10 seconds if you never played it, but you know how the last level you got to find, like, the two people? In the rooms. Yeah, one of them I didn't find, so you didn't get that option for the fourth ending.
Yeah, I think I missed that one too then.
Oh, well. I had no idea that would happen if you didn't find them.
Yeah, you just don't have the option to have that fourth button.
No, but yeah. I think that it ended really well, and the fact that they gave you a checkpoint right there at the end, so instead of playing the whole game.
Yeah, I know. So you can go back and just see what else happens. And it's really not that much different, you know?
But I didn't like that, though, because then I just made every single decision you made throughout the entire game pointless.
Mm, that sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. A lot of games kind of do that shit.
Man, I hear they're making a patch for that, so don't worry about it.
It's going to be a free epilogue.
Yeah, that last level was really tedious, though, with all the mindless people.
Yeah, that's why you need to use the shit out of that one move. I can't remember what it's called, where you spin, drop the bombs everywhere.
I didn't have that either.
The only reason I did get that is because I heard that the last level, like, I can't remember who was telling me that. Somebody actually from Retroids, and I was like, alright, I'm going to get it, and built it up, and that made that level so much easier. Because they just let them crowd around you and just blow the fuck out of all of them. Then just run, do, repeat.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
Let's see, what else? I'm really excited for the Ninja Theory Devil May Cry game, so I started playing the HD collection.
There are so many people that hate on that, and it's I really don't understand.
It looks really, really awesome.
I think it does too.
This is the thing. I thought early videos looked like shit, to be honest with you. I didn't care about the redesign of the style. I was totally fine with. I'm like, who cares? It's no big deal. But when I saw early videos of it, it just looked choppy to me. It looked very Heavenly Sword-ish back when that was like a PlayStation 3 launch game, like not a great frame rate, kind of like jumping around. But then the latest videos I've seen actually do look really good. Like, they're really fine-tuning that combat to look like Devil May Cry. Because before the early videos, I didn't think it looked like Devil May Cry at all. That it looked like a cross between Heavenly Sword and Enslaved combat. And I was like, But it looks cool.
Yeah, I totally think... I think the combat looks Devil May Cry, so like, the people who are in it for combat really shouldn't be complaining. And I think the atmosphere looks way more interesting than it ever did before with the moving world and stuff like that.
Yeah, I agree. It just wouldn't be the same if something was put on the internet and people didn't bitch and complain about it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, at least they're teasing the fans when he goes into like his Devil Trigger mode in this one where he gets white hair.
Yeah,
That kind of just came off as a big FU to everyone who was complaining. And
Pretty much.
I thought that was great.
It was kind of like Diablo in the what's-it-called level.
Whimsy Shire.
Well, that's another game. When they showed that for the first time, everyone was bitching and complaining. It doesn't look like Diablo. It's got too much colors in it. Oh, my God. And what up? You still sold, like, 6 million in, like, the first, like, 3 days.
And they still gave him a fuck you there at the end, too.
Yeah, exactly. Whimsy Shire. Like, whatever. People will still buy Devil May Cry.
There's not a cow level.
They're like, oh, he looks too emo now. Like, really, Dante wasn't the epitome of fucking emo looking for that time period either? Like, come on.
Yep. But man, 2 doesn't hold up well at all.
Does it ever hold up?
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. But 2 is apparently the low point.
So did you play through all of 1, then move to 2?
I've played through all of 1 and 2, and I am like halfway through 3 right now. 3 holds up real well, which is isn't surprising.
Good.
Yeah, that was
one of my. I still haven't played 3.
That's one of my few PS2 games I still have.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Yeah, 3 is probably the high point for that series.
I think so. I think 4 was decent, but not as good as 3.
Yeah, I think what they're doing with the new one is going to be really interesting. Like, they're kind of incorporating his arm grab thing with the scythe type weapon.
Okay.
So I think because that was the big fun part of 4 was the fact that when you were Nero, regardless of how much of a bitch he was, combat was always right there and it was really fast because you could just grab someone and pull them to you.
Yep.
So hopefully that works out well.
That was one of my first PS3 games. It was awesome.
Oh, was it?
At the time. Yeah, well, I guess, I think it was because that came out the first year of I guess within the second year of PS3 was out, maybe. I can't remember. It was definitely one of my first PS3 games I bought after like the launch window games.
Yeah, and then you had to sit through a 30-minute install.
Yep. I do that again recently, actually, a few months ago. I was like, I'm going to play some Devil May Cry. And I was like, oh, fuck, the install. I was waiting. I'm like, I'm not going to play Devil May Cry anymore. I'm going to play some Bayonetta. There we go.
Yeah, but that's about it for me. I mean, there's some basic staples, Cross Tekken and Street Fighter 4.
Gotcha.
Cool. All right. Cool. Jeff, what you got, man?
Play some Metal Gear Solid 4. They patched it. It's got trophies now.
Oh, really? So you're going for those trophies?
Well, at first I was like, you know what? I'm not really... I don't care about trophies or achievements. So I was like, well, at least it's going to... Like, I've always wanted to play through the game a second time. And every time I've tried to, I'm like, meh. So I was like, well, at least if I'm getting something here, it'd kind of be cool. But I then went through the same thing. Every time I'm watching, like, cutscenes, and I'm like, this game still looks awesome. Like, in terms of, like, the character models and stuff, looks great. I still think some of the background stuff looks kind of meh. But it looks good. And then once I got to the gameplay parts... I totally forgot this game has, like, no tutorial at all. So I forgot how to do everything, and I'm like, okay, I'm sneaking on this dude, I don't want to hit him. What do I hit? Oh, fuck. It's probably going to put up a prompt, being like, okay, to choke the guy out, hit this button, to kill him, hit this button. I walk up, nothing. I'm like, fuck, so I panic. I hit, like, right trigger or something, so I end up butting him with my gun. He turns around, alarm, and I'm like, fuck, and I die. I try it again. I finally figured out how to, like, grab the guy. Then I'm like, it says hit triangle to kill him. I'm like, well, I don't want to kill him. How do I just knock him out? So I'm dragging him around. I'm like, what do I do? I'm hitting different buttons. Nothing's happening. And then finally I realize, oh, you have to push down really hard on the L1 button or R1 button or whatever. Like, you're choking him. That worked. But then it just kind of got to the point where I was like, I've also, keep in mind, I was going to play, like, 45 minutes. Well, I ended up playing for an hour and 15 and literally only played the game for about 15 minutes. Because I forgot how cinematic heavy that game is at the beginning. I was like, wow. But I do want to play through it again, but it's just, I don't know, just, I don't like the way that game, it's so convoluted control-wise. And this is better than the other three in regards to controls. They actually made it more, you know, guided towards North Americans, but I don't know. I need to read the manual or something and remember what button does what, or else I'm just going to go crazy. Because I'm like, I'm not reading the manual, I got to figure this out, but every time I try to figure something out, I do something wrong and just get dead. So I was like, ugh. But yeah.
Do you remember how heavy-ended that game is in cutscenes at the end? Like, I think cutscene is like two and a half hours
long. Yeah, it's really long. Yeah, I do remember the ending being really, really,
make sure
really
you eat
long.
Dinner before you beat the game.
Yeah, like, I don't even want to touch it unless I don't have work that day.
Yeah, Dan, seriously. Yeah, that's totally understandable. Because, it's so long. But I wanted to watch them. So, like, it's been so long, I don't want to skip them. So, I mean, Jack Bauer beat the game twice in 24 hours the other day. Yesterday, I think it was.
Yeah. Because he's going after those trophies, man.
That's insane. Well, so I played some Darksiders. Getting ready for Darksiders 2.
Ready for next week.
Yep. I was like, I'm going to play some Darksiders and played another dungeon through Dungeon of That. The one, I can't remember what, I think it's like the third main dungeon, I think. I was kind of thinking, I kind of hope Darksiders 2 gets delayed so I can actually play through the rest of this game again. But I was like, ha, who am I kidding? 2 is going to be awesome. And I can't wait. So I stopped playing it. I actually did play some Bayonetta. Same night, actually.
Oh, that's cool.
It was one of those nights where I was like, I don't know what to play. I'm looking through my library. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to play some Bayonetta for like 15 minutes. I just want to play the first level just to, you know, see what it was like, watch the cinematics and stuff. I ended up playing that for a good hour and a half. I'm like, this game is so good and still holds up. It's freaking great. One of my favorite games, if not maybe my favorite game of this generation. It's so fun. I love it.
Nice.
And the other game, well, I don't think you guys played it. It's Persona 4 Arena.
No, I haven't. I'm actually very interested in hearing what you have to say about it, though.
You won't like it, don't bother. It's an Arc System Works game. Like, I mean, if you played Guilty Gear and Blaze Blue, you're gonna get the same kind of gameplay. You're gonna get the amazing visuals. Like, I think it's their best looking game they've put out so far. The backgrounds are stunning. The character animation is like, bar none in regards to fighting games that are 2D, like hand-drawn. The game is very, they try to make it accessible to new people where you can literally hit the A button like 5 times in a row and it does an auto combo. But this isn't an auto combo like Street Fighter Cross Tekken where you hit the auto combo button and it'll do like a 5-hit combo. This does like 3 normal hits, a special, into a super just by mashing one button.
Hmm.
Now, the downside is it doesn't do as much damage as if you were to do that combo yourself, but the difference isn't that much in regards to the auto combo one anyway. What else here? I didn't do much with it. I just got it yesterday. Put it for about an hour and a half yesterday and about an hour this morning. And this is all training room challenges. And there's a lesson mode, which is basically a tutorial how to play the game. And holy crap, this game, so much stuff to remember, like button combinations, like hit these 3 buttons to do a burst, hit these 3 buttons to do, or these 2 buttons to do a dash, hit these 2 buttons and down to do a sweep, hit these 2 buttons and forward to do a counter, hit these 2 buttons to throw, hit these different 3 buttons to do, like literally there's about, I want to say off the top of my head, 6 button combinations. You have to hit multiple buttons at the same time to do some kind of technique or feature that this game has in it.
Wow.
And that game only has 4 buttons, right?
Yeah, well, most Arc System Works games only have 4 buttons.
Okay.
It's just kind of like the way they're laid out. And it's And this is also a thing that annoys me. I don't like the way the button layout is, so I had to change them, because the original button layout is basically weak attack. Below that is strong attack. Then to the upper right, which would be like your medium punch button in Street Fighter, is Persona weak attack, and below that is Persona heavy attack. And Persona heavy attack, which is D, it plays kind of a cross between a Blaze Blue drive special, which if people who play Blaze Blue know what that is, or like an assist in like a Marvel vs. Capcom game. So they come out slowly, but they have some kind of weird property that they're all different. Like one might knock somebody up from the ground, one might be a great anti-air, that kind of thing. So technically you're really only fighting with three buttons, with this one that you use like sparringly, not too much. But it might seem simple, but the game is pretty technical. Like there's a lot of stuff you have to remember. Combos are pretty strict. There's no easy combo besides the AAA. There's no easy way to get on people like MBC. There's that universal like ABCD launch, then ABCAB, like that kind of air combo you can do with everybody. So as long as you know that, you can do okay. This game isn't like that. It's more like, well, traditional like Arc System Works games where every character kind of plays differently, and you can't really kind of jump in to anyone. You kind of have to pick a character, get decent with them, and then when you think you're good enough, maybe go to another character if you want to. If you have any questions, feel free to ask.
I guess the only thing that I'm interested in, the only question I really have is, like, does it play similarly to? I mean, you're saying it's got all these technical pieces. I'm just wondering how it plays compared to their other two games, Blaze Blue and Guilty Gear.
Guilty Gear, I played at a very casual level. Like, I had it for PSP and for PS2. I have never played a single game of that against somebody. Well, actually, no, I did. That's a lie. I did play against Marquee a long time ago. But Blaze Blue, I took somewhat seriously for a while, and it plays very, very similar to Blaze Blue.
It does, okay.
Like, very similar.
I really, really liked Blaze Blue, just I didn't have the time to play it, because it was... Well, it was that came out around the time that Liam was born, and it was just like I just didn't have the time.
Yeah, so. Well, imagine Blaze Blue with a hell of a load of more stuff to remember.
Okay,
that are basic across all characters, and it just becomes like it. To me, I know my main issue is muscle memory, and I'm used to playing Capcom fighters for the last few years, like at least since Blaze Blue, and I'm used to like weak, medium, heavy, weak, medium, heavy. And it like punches on top, kicks on the bottom. And even though I rearranged my button layout for this game, it's still muscle memory. My fingers still want to do stuff that they're not supposed to. I know that's going to be a lot of it, just getting used to like what does what and when the timing of stuff. But that being said, I think if you are a fan of fighting games and if you ever try to play King of Fighters, it's not as strict as that is in regards to inputs and combos and stuff, but it's also harder than, say, like Street Fighter 4 or Street Fighter Cross Tekken, somewhere in between. If you have the time, it might be worth it. I think it's like, they really did a good job. Like, I mean, if you want to play this on the basic level and just go through the storyline, which I have not done yet, I'll talk about that like next week, which apparently is pretty good. Like, every character's got their own story, and it's pretty long. But apparently, you only fight like 4 or 5 matches throughout, like, maybe a few hours of storyline, which is mostly just speech and text stuff you read. But if you're into the whole Persona universe, it might be your thing.
Yeah, I've heard that you don't necessarily need to be into the Persona universe to really enjoy it, though.
Not to enjoy it as a fighting game, definitely not. Right. Definitely not. Because I do like it. Tonight's going to be our first Fight Night Thursdays, where we're going to start playing that first. But I wouldn't be surprised, especially knowing Jason's history with like Blaze Blue and even like MVC3, He doesn't really like... I don't think he likes the aerial combat type fighters as much as like something like Street Fighter, Street Fighter Cross Tekken. So I wouldn't be surprised if we start playing that game tonight, and then about an hour into it, we're like, we just get frustrated because we're going to get our ass beat by someone like Anatech or like Blue Steel or something like that, and just be like, fuck it, we're going to go play Street Fighter Cross Tekken.
Someone who has lots of time to play games like that?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. It's just like, yeah, they're just naturally good at fucking that shit, and I don't know how they do it. It might be their youth. Not even youth, but just being
younger.
Too old
to do these inputs.
Yeah, they got reflexes and stuff for days, or good memory. But yeah, it does really do a good job though. Their challenge mode, which is like the trials for other fighting games, where you basically got to go through a bunch of combos, and there's 30 of them for each character. But this game has something that I wish every fighting game had, where you see the trial on the screen. If it doesn't make sense to you, you hit a button, and the computer does it. It does it to show you what exactly the combo is. And then you're like, oh, that's the timing of that. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And they're easier than King of Fighters. I'd say they're easier than Blaze Blue, Continuum Shift, which is the last one I played, but they get hard, like 1 through 20 is not too bad, but they start getting really hard around like 22. Like, I think I got to challenge 23 or 24 with two characters last night, and then I was like, fuck, now it's getting really hard. But it's cool. I like it. It's gorgeous. Like, Aces, yes, you asked off air on Skype. I really don't think you'll, if you were to check it out, I also don't think you'd like it, to be honest.
I'm going to check and see if it's in Redbox or anything like that. Or I mean, I doubt it is.
Yeah. Yeah, but well, it might be.
It's something I can check it out.
Give it a try, but I mean, I know you're not a big fan of Street Fighter Cross Tekken, right?
Not really. Like, I'll play it because everyone else is playing it, and I still have fun while I'm doing it, but it's not something I see myself sitting down and just, like, doing online matches, like, in Street Fighter.
I can't see you doing it with this either. It's, honestly, it's a big jump. There's, like, so much shit. Like, that's what just brings back why I love Street Fighter so much, and not everyone will go, oh, because it's easier. Yeah, technically it is easier, but it's easier because there's not a lot of stuff you have to remember. There's not, like, 356,000 variables in a match. Like, the ways you can move around in this game are jump, double jump, short hop, something called dashing, air dashing, and you got this other little thing called evade, which goes each way. That's a whole bunch of different ways your character's mobile, and they're all different inputs for each one. It's just, that alone is just like, oh my god. But yeah. But it is cool. I'm gonna give it a try I'm gonna give it a lot more. Like, I'm gonna try to. This is the most fun I've had initially with a fighter since, I guess, Street Fighter Cross Tekken. So, although it doesn't say what I love the fuck out of Street Fighter Cross Tekken. But, other than that, that's pretty much it.
Okay, cool. I don't have a lot to add, so I'll start by saying that I went back to Torchlight on the PC because I was, you know, I got to the point where I was like, I don't feel like playing Diablo anymore, so get ready for Torchlight 2, so I'll go back and play Torchlight.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't go very well because it's just like, as much as I can't stand the auction house in Diablo 3, the gameplay is a lot better than the first Torchlight, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, for sure.
The second Torchlight, I don't have enough. Like, I haven't played that since I played Diablo, so I don't know. But, like, the first Torchlight, I was able to go into the settings. Like they actually save a settings file on your drive. So you can't actually change your mapping in the game, but you can go to the settings file and actually change your key mappings that way. So I went in and changed my key bindings so that they worked more like Diablo. And the way I play Diablo is that I use my mouse to move. Right? I'm just holding down the left click button all the time.
Yeah.
And then when I want to attack, I hit the space bar. And I actually use space bar as the stop moving button. So that's the way I set up Torchlight. And when I did that, there were a lot of instances where when I had the arrow over an enemy, the attacks were not hitting. And I'm using the Ranger. So the Ranger's like shooting arrows and the arrows are not hitting the enemy, even though my cursor's right on top of them.
Well, cause don't they have a distance in Torchlight?
Well, yeah, but this is like within the distance too. It's just literally was not hitting them. So I,
well, that's straight up bullshit, Chris.
Well, it was weird cause I had to take, if I let go of the left mouse button and then actually click on the enemy again, then it hits him. So it's like, you can't really do the whole continuous, like you could in Diablo.
You're basically mashing on spacebar.
More left click, but yeah. It brought back the clicky, clicky, clicky that I hate. And Diablo 3, it didn't, I never felt like I was doing
that. Why didn't you just play it on Xbox Live?
Because I wanted to try it because I'm going to play Torchlight 2 on PC.
Oh, yeah, try it out. Well, Torchlight 2 might, is it going to have controller support?
I sent them after the Xbox version came out. I sent them a tweet and said, you know, I love this game with controller support. Are you going to include controller support with the PC version of Part 2? And they said probably not. I don't think that they are.
I think the controller support only worked really well with Torchlight because of all the other stuff they did to kind of put it in for the console, like with the health stuff, the potions and stuff like that.
Well, and I think that a lot of it had to do with the menu system too, but for PC, you don't have to change the menu system. You can still allow them to, you know, use a mouse for the menu system, but I don't know. Well, whatever. But yeah, I still can't wait for Torchlight 2, but Torchlight 1 was a little tough to go back to for sure. I played a little bit of Rainbow Moon, not enough to really talk about it much because I've been wanting to get into it, but it's a strategy RPG where you don't get to do a whole lot in the beginning. It's like you can either move or you can attack, and you only get one move or one attack per turn. And then you get like these sub-turns as you continue, and then you can move twice or attack twice or move and attack and that kind of thing. So I'm not that far. It's an interesting system because they give you these pearls every time you kill an enemy, and you use the pearls to upgrade your stats, and all your leveling up adds hit points and magic points and just raises the maximum that your stats can be. So it's interesting that way. I've literally only played it for about 45 minutes, so I don't have enough to talk about. I just wanted to mention that I played it. And then of course Borderlands. I am playing the shit out of Borderlands right now. I actually have three games going at once.
And, oh God!
I've got a Roland, a Mordecai, and a Lilith all going at once. I was actually supposed to get on with Nate and play on Steam, but we just couldn't get our schedules in line. I was actually, you know, we were supposed to play on yesterday, and something happened, and he didn't end up showing up. So, but I had a brick made that was going to play too. So,
my God!
But
you're gonna Borderlands yourself to death, and by the time 2 gets here, you're like, fuck this game.
Well, I'm trying to get all the Borderlands in before Darksiders comes out. So, but I gotta get this, I gotta get this little story out of the way. So we were playing on Tuesday night. It was, me, Jason, and John. And, we were going after one of the bosses. There's a boss that's on a minigun and he's in this like large canyon area. And I can't remember what his name is, but it starts with an R, I think. I don't know, but you basically are navigating through these canyons and you get to a point where now you can see him and he's shooting across the map from his minigun that fires, you know, bullets and a triple helix missile cluster at you. So Jason and I went after him and John went the other direction because there was a couple quests to collect on that side.
Or because he was a pussy.
No, actually, the route he went is harder than the route we went.
I'm making a joke, yeah.
But so we get to him, and we're on Skype, and John's like, "Man, you guys made it there already?" And you know, because we pretty much blitzed through the area to get to the boss, and I was like, "Yeah, I see him in his minigun. He's shooting at us already." And John has beaten the game several times already, so he's got a ton of cash. And he's been helping us out, like getting good weapons and stuff like that, if there happens to be one for sale. Well, he found this revolver that has like close to 400 damage and like four times corrosive damage and a scope. So I was hiding behind a rock, not getting shot by this guy. I peeked out, aimed, shot at the minigun, and he died in one hit from across the map.
Oh,
it was
wow.
Awesome. And basically the sequence of events was John was like, "God, you guys are there already?" And then all of a sudden you see the check mark go off. He's like, What the fuck just happened? and Jason and I are like, awesome. I just stopped and I was like, did I just kill him in one shot? And Jason's like, I think you did.
Wow.
And it was just really, really cool. But it was one of those really cool moments in the game. But, yeah, so still playing the shit out of that too. And, but that is about it for me. So lots of Borderlands. So let's move on and let's talk about some news.
Okay.
You guys got the news this week. So what do you got?
We got Last Guardian. Remember that game?
Is that game coming out?
Well, I personally never thought it was, and that's our prediction show. I said that. But apparently the trademark has been abandoned. So if you look up the trademarks, you know, Last Guardian said there says, it was. I guess they have like a status. It's changed to abandoned, then it says no statement of use filed.
Wow.
So, I don't know what that means.
It means they're changing the name of Last Guardian.
It doesn't sound good. Yeah, exactly.
No,
yeah,
it doesn't.
That.
Not at all. But, I mean, it really could be just that much. It could just be like, hey, they're changing the name to something else.
It could be a lot of things. It could just be like they haven't updated anything. They haven't, you know, filled them in, like, whatever. It's just could be on the back burner. Doesn't mean it's canceled. It's just in limbo, I guess.
Kinda. They better hurry up and snatch a trailer.
It ain't coming out. It's canceled, people. Don't hold your breath.
Yeah, vaporware.
What else here? We got to Aces. You had one. Konami? Something about Konami?
Yeah, you know, there was a pretty good, actually, not good. It was terrible. An HD collection for Silent Hill.
it was terrible, though, so don't buy it.
Yeah, it was bad. I actually ended up purchasing it for the 360. There were some problems with it, mostly some frame rate and audio syncing issues. And Konami said that they were going to issue a patch for it, you know, no big deal. Even though games should be finished when you sell them, not
yeah.
I think we've had that conversation, haven't we?
Yeah, I think everyone has at this point.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty sure my parents talked about that.
The patch went through on PS3, no big deal. And then the 360, they were like, hey guys, we have these technical issues. To fix our technical issues, we cannot supply you with a patch.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. if it makes
PS3 better than 360 confirmed.
Those.
If it makes any consolation to the owners, I just found out not 2 seconds ago that, you know, if you email them with a receipt number before August 8th, you can receive a free game from them, you know, including such classics like Metal Gear HD Collection, which is pretty good.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that's it's not bad.
That's pretty good. It's not bad at all.
You know, other crap titles like Silent Hill Downpour and Never Dead. Yeah, really the only good title is HD. Metal Gear HD.
At least it's something.
Yeah, there are some 3DS titles on there.
Receipt number, seriously? Like, who the fuck is going to have their receipt?
Yeah, I keep all my receipts for my games.
Do you really?
Yeah, I'm kind of bad about that. It's funny, too, because I don't keep them for anything OCD. Else. I don't keep them for anything else. It's just my games, dude. It seriously is.
Do you keep them in the cases?
Yes.
Yeah, I had a friend that used to do that.
That makes sense.
I keep them in the cases.
Man, like receipt numbers?
Yeah, that's... you know what? If anything, dude, be like, give them credit. Like, store credit to a Konami store or something like that, so you can kind of put it towards anything you want to, or...
Yeah, but I mean, it's good news for every all of the one person that decided to keep the receipt.
It's good news for me.
They can keep their Silent Hill HD and get something else.
Well, it's
fuck you, Konami.
Yeah, Well, that's the thing. It's like without knowing exactly what's going on, we don't know if it's Konami or Microsoft that's holding it back. But it doesn't make any sense to me. That it's not a problem for them to get it out on PS3, but it is a problem for 360. I mean, that doesn't register for me, so I don't know.
Yeah, my first guess was the cost of issuing a patch through Microsoft.
That sounds familiar too.
Yeah, that's.
But that's the thing. Again, it's like pretty much Sony has the same thing, right? So I guess we don't know for sure, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even if Sony does have the same thing, every other major publisher patches their shit.
Yeah, true.
It doesn't matter. So I don't even think that's a factor. And they did say it was technical issues. Technical isn't, that wouldn't be a technical issue. I think it's just the 360 version is just so fucked up. Or I guess something to do with what they did with the coding. I don't know. They just can't do it.
Yeah.
Because I'm sorry, like, a publisher like Konami should be able to afford the $40,000 to patch a game, which I'm sure made them more than $40,000.
Oh, no doubt. I agree. I agree.
And when you, yeah, if, like I said, off the air again too, if it's an independent studio, then yeah, you can get away with saying that. You're one of the biggest publishers, or at least were one of the biggest publishers in gaming. Like, come on. Suck it up.
I agree.
Put out a Castlevania game, you'll make the money back.
That's right. You got two Castlevania games coming up. Come on, you're going to get your money back.
It'll be all right.
Yeah, but, yeah. It still rubs me the wrong way.
Well, to make up for that bullshit, CD Projekt Red, they're the guys who made The Witcher and The Witcher 2.
Like them.
Yeah, Witcher 2's good.
It is good. It is good things. They came out with just a statement, nothing, not really news. I just want to mention this because I think this is awesome. I think more people should, or developers should think like this, but I don't think a lot of them do. Actually, no, I think a lot of developers might think like this, just publishers not so much. But they basically said that DLC for a game that's already released should be free. And that it should be basically like a thank you to people for purchasing their game in the first place. Yeah. Exactly.
Thank you very much.
And what's crazy about that is these are the same guys who didn't put any DRM on their game also, and then released a statement after the game was released and said that if they had DRM, they said that the game was pirated like something like over a million times.
Yeah, something,
something like
ridiculous.
That. And they're still saying stuff like this? That's awesome. That's like, good on you. That's crazy.
But before they released Witcher 2, though, they did some. They were doing some mad backing for DRM, and then there's a huge backlash.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was. I think they were doing something crazy, like trying to mass sue everyone, all the IP addresses that had torrented Witcher.
Witcher.
Yeah, weird. And then that went nowhere. So like, we just give up.
Yeah,
well, that's probably the smart thing to do anyway. So.
Well, it is good on them, but I kind of feel bad because, I mean, when they do stuff like that and they still get pirated the shit out of their games and stuff like that, it does kind of, like, come on, assholes, like, get them some money, but whatever. Good on them for thinking that way, but...
Yeah, you would hope that it would be like the Louis C.K. effect where he's releasing all his
stuff
stand-up material for $5, no DRM.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah, that's right.
People are just buying it, no problem. Like, it's very little piracy on that stuff, but...
Because, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, not that way in video games.
Nope.
No, apparently, no, not at all. I just like the fact that it's an opposite of... Nowadays, it seems like the thing is to put out a game with DLC on the disc or plan DLC, and that's just... Ugh. That's another topic, and a topic we've fucking beaten the shit out of... Every fucking time we record. So, that being said, that is the rest. That is all the news. So, let's go on a fucking break.
Cool, let's take a break then. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about your favorite games of each generation. And then we're going to do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So, stay with us. And we'll be right back.
Yes, we will.
Hey, everybody. It's time to wake up.
welcome back.
You welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Hey, let's talk about what people's favorite games are of each generation of consoles. Let's do that.
We were going to read everyone's email, but then we saw Jake's email. We decided we only have time for one.
No, we saw JG92's entry. <Yeah. laughs> and we think he was trying to write a short story.
Yeah, a short story.
Yeah, short stories are about 10 pages long. Yeah. That's accurate, right?
Yeah.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the alternating email thing where each of us reads one, but we're going to do tag-ins because
yes.
Some of these are so fucking long that you guys just like send it. This is my favorite game, and this is every experience I've ever had with this game.
And then I played the HD remake.
That's right.
And then I downloaded it on PSN.
So if you hear us tag out and like switch on paragraphs, then that's probably where we're going.
Yeah.
So we're gonna start with Jake G92, and he said, "Love this question of the week." Okay, so my definitive game of the pre-8-bit era would have to be, would have to be played. What consoles could there? What?
I'm only 19,
so yeah, I don't know. Winky face. Okay. Then comes 8-bit. My favorite game of this generation, hands down, was Castlevania II, Symphony of Simon's Quest. Okay. Though a lot of my early years as a child, I would I'm going to have one of those nights where I trip over myself all night, aren't I?
Don't worry, you only have 10 more paragraphs.
I know, right? There's only 10 pages of emails here. Early years as a child, I would either go straight home to my Sega Mega Drive or my grandfather's, watch some cartoons, and then be bored shitless. Then one day I was doing a massive clean out, and he came and said, come here, stop looking through all those toys. I actually, in these catalogs and see what I set for you. Yeah, catalogs. Before the internet, remember them?
Yeah, those are awesome.
There in the back bedroom, there was a big gray box with the coolest looking controller I had ever seen attached to it. He only had two cartridges. One of them was Vania. The other one was Duck Hunt. Duck Hunt gave me like an hour of enjoyment. I guess I knew from an early age the peripheral console like the Wii would fail. Anyway, despite all of the problems with the game, some of the puzzles being challenging, I beat the game. I think that if I went back to it now, I wouldn't be able to beat it. You're probably right. You probably need like a magazine or something like that, some sort of fact. So yeah, I only played two games on the NES's generation, but it holds a key place in my heart. So Castlevania
Symphony
of the Night. All right, tag out.
Awesome. As for my 16-bit console at home, my Sega Mega Drive or Genesis to you guys. There is one game that will always stick with me during my time as a gamer, and I cannot for the life of me remember the name. Does anyone, show hosts and listeners, remember a motorbike racing game where, and this is to most I can remember, you'd be racing on a road next to some water, the ocean maybe, and you could pop a massive wheelie off the dip in the road. I can remember the driver wearing blue and yellow jumpsuit too. With that being the only game I can remember, what would be the game I would pick? But the name eludes me. And no, it's not Road Rash, GP Racer, or Super Hang-On. Sad face.
Oh, wow. We're going to have to pull some crazy Googling right now.
I honestly have no idea what that could possibly be.
Let me Google that for you.
If we can find fucking skinny man pages in a forest and come up with Slender, we should be able to do Wheelie, Ocean, Guy in a Yellow Jumpsuit, Blue and Yellow Jumpsuit.
Guy in a Wheelie.
Genesis.
Yellow Jumpsuit.
I honestly have no idea. My first guess when I read that was gonna be Road Rash until I got further down there. Or Hang On.
Or Hand On, as he put it.
He is from the across the pond and you know. But while Aces or who's looking up right now? Aces?
I was looking. So Aces.
Okay, while Chris is looking it up, Aces, you wanna tag in there, buddy?
Yeah, let's do this. Now on to the 32/64-bit days. My PS1. So much enjoyment from games such as WWF SmackDown 1 and 2, Street Fighter 2, Bust a Move, and Yu-Gi-Oh! Forbidden Memories.
I don't judge.
Who's judging here? Those games, those games were my favorite games for a long, long time, especially Yu-Gi-Oh! But my definitive game for this generation is definitely Crash Bandicoot 3.
Oh, wow.
Kudos. This game started my love for action-adventure games. I guess platforming, too. And me and my cousin worked out a system. I played Crash's levels. she plays Coco's levels. I got to play the game more. I got to play the game more, sucker. But I've owned that game 5 times on the PS1 and bought it on the PlayStation Store. I can't wait to get PS1 emulation on the Vita, because maybe then I will be able to get 100% on that game and get all the crystals, gems, relics, and golden relics, and golden relics. Mm. So Crash 3, it's awesome.
And you'll be able to pick up your Vita. Hey-o. If you're still looking, Chris, you want me to grab the next one?
No, I stopped. It's okay. Like I typed it in, and it was like, we're nowhere near it. The best I can do is Road Rash. And then all of a sudden I started getting into some crazy shit that I was like,
I think anytime
I don't have those Google skills, I guess.
All right. Well, someone, I mean, Repeat and Misnap seem to be our like video game encyclopedia, so maybe they'll be able to pull that one out.
There you go. Now for my PS2 and last gen. I don't know if you've noticed, but I haven't really gamed properly until my PS3 days, which is why my favorite on PS2 is Need for Speed Underground 2. The free roam and races were just fantastic to me. It was so fun. I even bought a wheel for it. Wow. Mm-hmm. That was probably a bad idea because I almost failed my middle schooling because of it.
No, oh, wow.
I'd sit day driving thinking.
I don't know.
Anyway, let's keep going. If I break earlier into turn 6, I can storm ahead of the pack and win straight up. Everyone remembers that Skinner's song, ironically named Nobody, and I seriously told off a middle school for signing the lyrics.
I got seriously told off for singing the lyrics.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nobody gets out alive. What did they think? I had the makings of a terrorist. Thanks, guys. Love you too. Anyway, I don't think I've ever had more fun with a racing game before.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
All right.
Well, there's a bonus.
Yeah, there's still like...
We're only that's only halfway through his email. Bonus. I don't really know where the PSP comes into all this, so I'll bonus this one. My favorite game here was Tekken Dark Resurrection. I beat the story with everyone, did all the challenges, and became a master at Tekken Bowl. That was the awesome part. There was not another game on PSP that I loved more. Do you want me to go to the next one? Because that was a short paragraph.
Sure, go ahead.
All right, now for this gen. It's extremely clear which I'm going to pick. Everyone knows what my favorite game series of all time is. And the game you absolutely have to play this gen is the game I have played total of 16 times.
Good God, dude.
Uncharted 2. Yes, I played the first Uncharted 23 times.
Holy crap.
But Uncharted 2 just shows you what a great game company can do with a lot of backing from a console manufacturer. Uncharted 3 is really great. I've played that 5 times, but Uncharted 2 is just so much better. Agreed. Drake is the ultimate protagonist. On a purely game perspective, it's Uncharted 2, although I think Uncharted 3 has a cooler storyline. Bonus number two. Or do you want to go to bonus number? Yeah, go Aces.
Yeah, okay. Bonus number two. Arcade. It's a tie in the arcade here between Tekken 4. I spent a lot of my money dominating the high scoreboard. For at least 2 years, no one beat my high scores on the machine. And DDR. Yes, Dance Dance Revolution. I can honestly say that I love DDR. I think that is why I'm here to tell everyone to go out onto Steam and buy the indie game called Sequence. It's available on Xbox Live too. This simple indie game brought back so many memories for me in the last year. I could beat anyone that challenged me on DDR, mainly because while they were dancing and placing their feet, I was just placing my feet, and it was awesome at the time. Anyway, guys, thanks for reading this mega-long email. No kidding. Mm. Keep up the excellent work. And please, if you could ask people to check out the new redacted... check out the new look, Opposite Sides podcast website, opsides.com, OPPSIDES.com. That would be greatly appreciated. It took me a long time to get... Took me a long time to get everyone looking correct. Thanks a million, guys. Jake Gray, 1992.
But seriously, do check it out. Opsides.com. There are guys, again, from across the pond. They do a podcast similar to ours. It's good things. You might have a problem like understanding them. But no, I'm just kidding.
I think Jeff gives good box quotes, such as, they're guys.
There's some dudes.
Half of them are in the UK, and the other half are in the
Australia, New Zealand. Yeah.
Actually, I think they're both in New Zealand. Now I think about it.
Are they?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think so.
Who? Big and Sangrita?
Sangrita, and it might be Big. I'm not sure.
I can't remember which way Big's from there or not. Yeah. Or Big Red. First of all, I'm going to say high score in Tekken doesn't count, buddy. It's how much you can dominate fighting one-on-one.
Yeah, nobody cares about the high score. Nobody plays single-player Tekken.
No one plays single-player fighting games for high scores. But I will say, if you're good at DDR, you need to make your fucking way out to the Americas. We got to go there with Glenn and see you and Glenn have a DDR off.
Glenn is ridiculous at DDR.
Glenn is absolutely retarded at DDR. I'm just like, holy crap.
Cool.
You only put that much time into Street Fighter, Glenn.
Then maybe you wouldn't think that Abel's moves are bullshit. Cool. Jeff, you got the next one.
I do. Hey.
Hey.
Hope this one makes
it. Before you continue, please take note. We really like this email. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Do we?
I like the length of it.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay, I haven't read it yet. Hey, I hope this one makes it. As I'm listening to the current episode while I'm writing this, anyways, here goes my list. Pre-8-bit Pong. Simple, yet very easy to understand. Very true. 8-bit Mario. Everyone knows this plumber and had probably... Oh, my voice cracked there. And had probably played this game at least once in his or her lifetime. Very true. 16-bit Sonic 3. Mario-like experience on rocket boots. 32/64-bit Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
Thank you very
much. I don't think I need to explain why.
No, you don't.
Last gen, God of War. After a little violence from Symphony of the Night, I think he or she can handle this. It's true. This gen, Super Street Fighter IV AE 2012.
Wow.
Might be a little late to introduce a new gamer to a fighting game, but hey, you can't miss her reaction to her first Hadouken. That is true. Hey, did it with Tanya. Yeah, arcade. Yeah. Virtual On.
Oh, wow. Nice. That's a good one.
That is very good. A somewhat robot simulation on steroids. After handling one stick, why not try using two? Very true. Handheld.
Oh, wait.
Hey, threw in this handheld. Good stuff. Once he or she is already hooked to gaming, I think a little Monster Hunter Freedom Unite wouldn't hurt. Time to do the claw hand position.
Oh, God. That's so damn uncomfortable.
PC, League of Legends, let's have him more hooked on the gaming goodness and let the addiction take over. Keep up the good work, guys. Be wrong.
Thank you, sir.
He has some ones in there I didn't even... Virtual On, kudos.
Virtual On was fun, dude. I remember playing that on Saturn a lot.
I played the crap out of that on Saturn.
Yeah, man.
As a person who never got to Symphony of the Night until probably like early last year, that game still holds up really well.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's still really good.
Fun. Yeah.
Still okay. Really good.
Aces.
Let's do this. Hey, guys.
This one's really not so bad.
What was that?
I said this one's not so bad.
Oh, yeah. Not bad. Hey, guys. Really had to think about this week's question of the week, but here's what I came up with. Pre-8-bit adventure, 2600. The 2600 and television, etc., was before my time, and I find a lot of the games hard to go back to, but adventure really was ahead of its time and inspired so many future games, including Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
I consider it a must play for this generation. You played it?
I played
adventure.
It.
Yeah, yep. You were a little square.
Yep.
And you ran around and you found a little arrow, and you took that arrow and you stabbed it in a dragon that looked like a duck. and then you grab the Holy Grail and win the game. Literally spoilers. That was literally the entire game.
Oh man!
But yeah, I mean, it was fun. It was fun.
All right. Says for 8-bit Mega Man 3 on the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Nice.
This was fairly easy choice for me. There are a lot of great NES SMS games, but I feel like Mega Man 3 is something everyone can enjoy. The controls, pacing, graphics, and music are perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the Mega Man games have really good music, don't they?
Oh yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do. I mean, they all have. I mean, they're all that chiptune stuff, but they do a really, really good job with it. I mean, Mega Man is up there with others like Final Fantasy, Mario, Castlevania, with that memorable type of style that they've got, in my opinion.
Yeah. All right. Super Nintendo, Chrono Trigger. This is my hardest choice. There are so many amazing 16-bit games. They're true. And I'm still debating between Final Fantasy VI, Super Metroid, and Super Metroid. But I think Chrono Trigger is one of, if not the best, RPGs ever made.
Can't argue with that, really.
I should go back and play that.
It's really good. I've never beaten it, but every time I play it, I'm like, this is a good game. And then I don't play it for a couple weeks, and I'm like, what the hell am I doing? Now I can't remember, so I have to start all over again. Hence why I've never beaten it.
All right, 32-bit, 64-bit. Resident Evil 2. I played the shit out of Resident Evil 1, and the spooky mansion atmosphere hasn't done that well since. But Resident Evil 2 is a superior game all around, and easier to recommend, as is the best game of the generation. Last gen, Metal Gear Solid 3. Not much to say. If you've played it, you know why I choose it. This generation is Fallout 3. Technical issues aside, the most engrossing experience this gen.
Okay.
Yeah, I would agree with that. His arcade pick is Marvel vs. Capcom. Fighting games made the arcade experience what it was. The other games I remember from the arcade didn't have that community aspect to it. And while the game I remember playing the most as a kid was X-Men vs. Street Fighter, Marvel vs. Capcom 1 had more characters without getting as crazy and imbalanced as Marvel vs. Capcom 2. And this is from Mike Strife.
Nice. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. That's pretty cool. Yeah. I like the Chrono Trigger pick, and I agree that it's a really hard... 16-bit's tough.
16-bit was the toughest for me. In fact, I still haven't made up my mind. I'm going to make it up once we get to our picks.
Yeah, right. For me, my toughest was actually last gen.
Okay.
Yeah, it's... And this is kind of why I... You know, I'm going to get to my... We'll get to my list later, but you guys are probably going to hate it just because of the way it turned out. But,
oh, God.
But yeah, I like the Chrono Trigger pick.
Fantasy Star Online.
And no, actually, that is not...
That was on my list, but I didn't nix it.
Yeah, it's not in there yet. I don't have a pick for that generation. That's one of the ones that is like in the finals, but no. It's not
gotcha.
Cool. All right, let's see. Good God, people, these long.
Is it another long one?
Yeah, this is from Jackal.
Oh God, Jackal! Jackal! Is it Jackal?
We haven't heard from him in a long time.
Got Jackals in the court.
It's been like over a year easily.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, I don't even think he's wrote in since Travis has been on the show.
No, he has, because that's when I started using the Jackal soundbite, which I don't have ready. Otherwise, I'd play it. So.
Oh, way to go, buddy!
I know. hey, I put these emails together last minute, dude. I didn't have time to get it. All right, he says, "Hey guys, Jackal 666 here. Long time, I know, but I never stopped listening. Thank you very much.
Awesome.
Even though all the running shits and roster changes, I never stopped believing.
I wanted
to dive back into replying to these questions and thought this is a good place to start.
Good on you.
I'm going to do this off the top of my head, so I don't start getting confused and bogged down with the dozens and dozens of games that in one way or another have a legit claim to be the game to play for their generation. Even in the time it took me to write this sentence, 6 or 7 PS2 games came to me. And I'm already coming out of the hives thought of just picking this one.
That's good.
All right. So first gen. He started 8-bit, so Super Mario Brothers 3. Damn, that's a good choice, man.
Mm-hmm.
The magnum opus of the industry's greatest visionary, the birth of a great modern game design. No game collection is complete without it.
100% agree.
Yeah, second that's gen, Super Metroid / A Link to the Past. Both do the same thing in that they raise the standards of which great storytelling and design in games would be judged. For all the modern advances most games made today still can't stand up to these masterpieces. Third gen. Okay, this is where I really started gaming, so this is where it really gets hard. Okay. Final Fantasy VII was the first time I ever thought a game had a legit art form. Spyro 2 is, for my money, a better game than Mario 64. I would agree with that, actually.
Really?
I was not a Mario 64 fan, even though I, like, beat the hell out of it.
Yeah.
And one of the previous few examples of a 3D game, from the era that holds up. The Symphony of the Night shows us why people were fools to abandon 2D as a legitimate way to make games. I love that. I love that you guys are giving it so much. So much credit here. Oh crap, and Soul Reaver was the first great 3D character action game.
I was just gonna say, I forgot about
Decision Time. For pure history, Final Fantasy VII. The game got most of the people from my generation to love games as much as you guys do.
Did he just call everyone old?
Well,
he might have.
Not on purpose, I don't think.
the game got most of people in my generation to love the games that you guys do. So yeah, we're old. And he's not, apparently. So, all right, fourth gen. This game is a prime example of a franchise that had a great first game and perfected it the second time around. God of War 2. No Metal Gear Solid? No. Metal Gear Solid 2? No. GTA Vice City? No. This game is the second game of the most underappreciated franchise in history, Jack 2 Renegade.
Wow.
All right. This franchise is sometimes seen as Naughty Dog's redheaded stepchild.
It is.
But for me, it was the pinnacle of the game that tried to do everything. Intriguing and diverse open world, challenging platforming, fluid combat, where most games put average pieces together to make a good pie. Naughty Dog took the time over those pieces to make a great one.
I never actually played 2. I played 1 and 3.
Fifth gen. Oh god. That's this one, isn't it?
Yeah.
This generation, I have more games that I've been more aware of greatness in video games than any other. Skyrim, maybe. BioShock, possibly. Portal 2 and Mass Effect are unbelievable.
Oh,
Arkham
my God,
and Uncharted, unforgettable. But if I'm true to myself, I have to say Little Big Planet. Huh. This game had more ideas in one level than most games did in 30 hours. Possibly the best multiplayer experience I have ever had. Jump in this with a few friends and laugh your ass off in a way no other example of any other art. Oh my, that was a doozy. Sorry guys, hopefully next time I will be able to control myself. Jack laughs. P.S. Oh, and the running shits are actually some of my favorite episodes.
Well, thanks, Jackal.
Cool. I think that, so based on what his emails talks about the entire way through, it sounds like he's just a big fan of platformers.
It looks that way.
You know, I mean, because all of the games that he said, well, not all the games, but like,
well, most of them.
Yeah, fifth gen, Little Big Planet, Jack 2, Super Mario, and then Spyro 2 was one of the ones that he mentioned. Even though he gave it to Final Fantasy 7, he still mentioned Spyro 2. I think he's just a really big fan of platformers, which is great. You know, I think it's great.
That is awesome. Especially for a young chap.
Jeff, this one's on you, man.
Alrighty. Hi, guys. Man, what a question. You want me to narrow down thousands of possibilities into one game per generation? That's a daunting task, to say the least. Well, here's my feeble attempt at this, although I know I probably won't be happy with my answers come tomorrow. That's exactly the way I was feeling, by the way, making this thing. I'm like, my shit could have changed. Like, I've already changed two of my answers, by the way, since reading it.
since you started doing this.
Yeah. So, pre-8-bit, Yara's Revenge for Atari 2600. Oh, this is an old motherfucker. For Atari 2600, VCS was an amazing title for its time. It had all the elements of a great game, including a backstory and even a comic. 8-bit. The NES days are hazy for me. Oh my god. Seriously, how old is this guy? As I was a diehard Commodore 64
kid. This is Trickman, dude. You know
Is it really?
Yeah, it's Trickman.
Oh, man.
You know how old Trickman is.
Yeah, well, fuck, I didn't know it was him. Way to ruin it, spoilers.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, diehard Commodore 64 kid. But even though that gaming computer was amazing for its time, I've got to hand it to Nintendo for releasing Super Mario Bros. 3. That game had everything, and it still holds up to this day as not only one of the best 8-bit games, one of the best games of all time. That's like 3 for Super Mario Bros. 3.
Mm-hmm.
16-bit. I spent an unbelievable amount of time with this game on the Super Nintendo. It was a stellar arcade clone and the best 16-bit console version, hands down. Even though Capcom milked the franchise to death, Street Fighter II Hyper Fighting added turbo speed and more moves to an already superb game. It remains one of my favorite 16-bit games of all time. Well, I'm not going to disagree with that. Street Fighter. What up? 32-bit, 64-bit. Even though PlayStation was known as bringing 3D polygon rendering in a big way to the home console, some of the 2D titles on it were stellar. Case in point, Castlevania Symphony of the Night. Chris probably cheering.
I think we need to go back and make sure Chris hasn't made any edits to these emails.
Yeah. He's like, everyone, 32, he's like, Symphony of the Night, Symphony of the Night. Terry's like, I said Nights into Dreams, damn it, you fucking asshole.
Nobody really likes that game, Jeff.
It's awesome. One incredible platformer. Symphony of the Night coined the Metroidvania style of gameplay and would forever define how a great game could be made with a style from start to finish. Last gen. Xbox certainly took a backseat to the PS2 last generation, and I almost put a PS2 title on the spot. But I have to hand it to Bungie's runaway hit, the original Halo, Combat Evolved for Xbox. It reinvigorated what a FPS game was like, with a great story and created franchise phenomenon that went global and unrivaled for years to come. This gen. Holy cow. This generation has so many good titles. It's crazy hard to pick just one. If I had played Mass Effect 2, don't shoot me, it probably would have made the list. Alas, my time with the Mass Effect series is slow going, and I go back to Mass Effect 1 every once in a while. Maybe by 2014, I'll start Mass Effect 3. Well, hopefully, 14, sorry. Maybe by that time, I'll finish Mass Effect 3. Trickman, we'll compare notes in 2014. But I digress. For my current generation title, I'll have to go with Red Dead Redemption.
Oh.
Never before has a game set in the Old West struck a chord with me as much as this game has. I'm not even an Old West type of guy. I don't watch Westerns on TV or anything, but something about Red Dead Redemption and its characters really hit home.
Yeah.
I'll agree with that too. Like, I hate Westerns, actually.
I actually enjoy what I played of Red Dead.
Same here. I really think this is a shining example of a great open-world game with an engaging story that makes you want to continue playing until the end. Except for the end parts of Mexico, which really fucking blew ass. I added that part. That wasn't actually in his email, but that was me. Arcade. Another nearly impossible one to narrow down, but I have to go with Berserk. Stern, 1980. I don't know what that means. That was a year after I was born. This is classic man versus machine at its best. Heart-pounding action from screen to screen as your humanoid must traverse room after room and escape impending doom from robots bent on your destruction. The robot skills get more difficult as you progress, and their shots get faster as well. Not only that, but you can't touch the electrified walls or stay in a room too long. Or the smiley-faced Evil Otto. Oh, I remember Evil Otto. We must have to vaporize your character. I totally remember that game now. Maybe I am old. Now I have to go ponder my answers for and second-guess myself over and over again.
Oh, trust me, I'm doing it now.
Yeah,
it's like this is going on. It's happening.
Thanks for racking my brain with these questions. Much love, Trickman. Well, thanks, Trickman.
I could have swore after the old comments, I heard clicking from the taking off and this from the Retroids Podcast Network. Like old unsubscribe.
Oh really? I'm just gonna put you guys over by the PS Nation forums and see how you do.
Oh damn.
Moving on. Let's see.
Who's up next?
That'd be Aces. Jeff with a J?
Oh, Jeff with a J.
Jeff Witta.
He cheated.
How'd he cheat?
You'll find out in a second.
Okay. Read away, Aces. Let's figure this out.
So this question took a little thinking, but I believe I may have come up with a fair list for our visiting alien friends. Was this question on the idea that it was aliens playing games?
No, it was just someone who's never gamed or something like that, but I guess he's just thinking. Or maybe somebody said alien, I don't know.
Eh, whatever.
There was drinks involved, whatever.
There always is. I'm just going to stick to the consoles I either owned or played enough to gauge an opinion, and in the order I had them. And I will just list them. No need for an explanation. Yeah. High five. I'll give you a high five on that.
Brofist, Jeff. Brofist.
We all know these games enough. NES. Super Mario Bros. 3. We should probably take tallies after this to see.
Yeah, that wins.
There's a
that
lot of
wins.
Repeats.
Yeah, Super Mario Bros. 3 already wins for fucking 8-bit.
Yep. Super Nintendo. A Link to the Past.
Mm-hmm.
Game Gear, Tailspin, Game Boy, Kirby's Dream Land, PlayStation 1, Metal Gear Solid, PlayStation 2, Metal Gear Solid 3, Game Boy Advance, Mario and Luigi, GameCube.
Oh, I see where he cheated.
Yeah, he picked one for each system.
Yeah, that's okay. We'll let it slide, Jeff with a J.
Oh, man, yeah, that's cheating. Okay. GameCube Resident Evil Remake. So is that zero?
Yeah, that's zero.
Okay. Xbox is Rainbow Six 3.
Oh, I love that game. That got the mustachios together. What up, Captain Harlock and Major? Beep. Since Chris forgot to bleep it out last time.
Love you, Jeff.
The 360, Mass Effect, Trilogy, can't just play 1 or 2, Jeff.
Shit. 2014, man. Me and Trickman will do a spoiler show.
Nintendo Wii. If you got some nice cricket...
Go crickets! That would be awesome if we had a soundboard.
You know what? Why not? We'll get some cricket noise in there. Probably not.
Yeah.
Don't count.
Chris will just forget.
Forget what? What are you talking about?
Exactly.
The PlayStation 3, God of War 3, he says that he really enjoyed the necklace that he got in his collector's edition, and he wears it to the club on the red.
And he picks up mad chicks. Gotta beat him up with a stereo. There you go. That was awesome.
Oh, man. PS Vita, coming soon. Why?
I love the fact that I place voicemails through my Nexus now, because I got all this shit available to me.
That's awesome.
Oh, I'm sorry. That entertained me much more than it should have.
That's all he's got. Jeff with a J.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Thank you, Jeff. Even though you cheated, I still got a laugh.
That's all right. Let it slide.
All right. Let's see who's next.
Let your backbone slide. Let it slide.
Animated knows how to write an email.
That's right. Hello, guys. This is Animated Fan. This is a very tough feature to answer because there are so many games that I can think of that are must-plays for a few of the generations, but here it goes. This is a repeat. 8-bit Super Mario Bros. 3.
Mm-hmm.
16-bit Legend of Zelda Link to the Past.
Nice.
32-64-bit Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
Also known as Chris Riccio Edit.
Chris Riccio Edit, that's right. Love you guys. Last gen, Halo. This gen, Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of Patriots. Arcade, Miss Pac-Man.
Oh, wow.
Have a good show, and I'll see you around.
I'm very surprised on his arcade pick, actually.
I'm not. I like that pick, man. I like it a lot.
No, I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm just surprised by it. I didn't think he was going to pick that. I figured he was going to go, like, the fighting game route or something like that, but...
Yeah. Cool stuff.
All right.
Looks like we have one more for Question of the Week.
Okay, I'll hit that one up right now quickly, and then we'll get into ours.
All right.
Hey, guys. Hope I'm not too late with this, but I wanted to reply to your Question of the Week. Starting out, we have Streets of Rage 2, for the Sega Mega Drive,
or Genesis. Piece of Rage.
Piece of Rage. Or Genesis for you weird folk. Why name a console after something containing Phil Collins? It's a new beginning, man. It's a new beginning. An amazing game.
I hate that...
What?
I love how I used Phil Collins, like, instead of, the first book of the Bible, I don't know.
Anywho, an amazing game and great fun to this day. Very true, I will agree with that. Set the standard for this type of game. Blew Final Fight out of its pants. Next we go to the N64 with GoldenEye.
Okay.
Revolutionized console shooters and was a great multiplayer experience.
I agree with both of those sentiments as well.
Hell yeah. Moving on to the Dreamcast. Soul Calibur. It still amazes me to this day how good that game looked and played for its time.
Dude, it was better than the arcade, man.
By miles.
Better than the arcade.
Visually, that was the big thing.
Oh, yeah. Man, I just remember like getting, when I was working at the game store, we got the Japanese systems in, too. So Dreamcast, we got a Dreamcast like 6 months before it came out to America. We got that. As soon as Soul Calibur came out, started putting that on there, and people were just in awe at how good that game looked.
Oh, God, yeah. It was... fucking amazing. stopping in at Xbox 360, although probably better to play the PS3 version, Mass Effect 2. A sublime piece of storytelling with the most varied possible ending to your group in a game as long as I can remember. simply an experience everyone should partake. And for the arcade, I've got to go with Street Fighter II Turbo. Spent more coins on that in my youth than I care to admit, and would love to get someone else addicted to Street Fighter and the way it was supposed to be played. 100% agree on that one.
Very cool.
Hope you guys had a great show. With much love from across the pond, Rob Paris.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank
you. I'm actually surprised that Rob didn't mention PSO, personally.
No.
Cool, though. Let's, should we jump
into
ours?
Go down ours? I think we should.
Who's going first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I'll go with my pre-8-bit. I went with Pitfall.
Nice. All right.
Yeah. I figured that was, like, I wouldn't want to go too far back, like Pong or something, because that's, like, really basic. I wanted to go with something that kind of has a resemblance to what games are kind of today. So I'd be like, if you're going to 8-bit, play Pitfall. See what that's like.
Cool.
Aces? Oh, you didn't play. You weren't even alive.
All right. Well, I'll do my pre-8-bit then. I don't know if anybody's going to remember this game, but it's the one that I have the most memories of from like the pre-8-bit era, and that's Vanguard. Do you remember that game, Jeff?
You have to describe it to me. Like, a lot of those games, I don't remember the names.
Vanguard
of
was a side-scrolling shmup where if you
what
held,
was it for?
If you held
Atari,
forward,
Coleco?
He shot forward. If you held up, he shot up. If you held down, he shot down. And if you held back, he shot back.
What was it for?
Atari 2600.
Probably didn't play it. The only time I played Atari was at, like, my aunt's place.
All right.
It wasn't too many games.
All right. Yeah, that was it for me. It was a toss-up between that and Adventure, actually.
Okay. All right. 8-bit, I also won with Super Mario Bros. 3.
There you
with
go.
With close runners-up Mario Bros. And Double Dragon.
All right.
For Sega Master System.
Yeah, I went with Super Mario 3.
Okay, so here's where I start cheating. Because
What do you mean cheating?
By cheating, I mean that I actually did two picks for each one, because every single thing that I was picking was an RPG. So I did my RPG pick and my other pick.
Oh. Well, I'll put out this. I'll do a disclaimer. My picks aren't my favorite games of each generation. They're just the games that I think everyone should play in each generation.
Yeah. Okay.
So, like, they're definitely not necessarily my favorite, that's for sure.
I can go with that. With this list, I can go with that.
Gotcha.
And I think I might get hate for this one, though. So, 8-bit, the RPG I picked was Phantasy Star, the original.
Okay.
It was easily miles away.
I don't...
Miles above all the Final Fantasies on Nintendo.
I think a lot of people would agree with you that actually played Phantasy Star. The problem is people that will disagree with you have never played Phantasy Star.
Exactly. For my non-RPG, I'm picking... Everyone cringe. Adventure of Link. I loved that game.
Oh, really?
I loved that game. Yeah, I was like one of the few.
You loved it, but would you, if someone was just getting into gaming, out of all the games on 8-bit, would you say, play this?
It's really hard to say that, because
if you told me to play the one game that's the only game I could play, I'd probably punch you in the nose.
For that particular instance, you're probably right that Super Mario 3 is a much better pick, but I don't know. It's Adventure of Link just has that spot. Just it's interesting. All right,
fair
16.
Enough.
Go, Jeff.
This is one of the hardest ones for me. I actually have like five games named, but I think the one I'm gonna have to go with is Final Fantasy 6/3.
Nice.
Or 3/6. Because it got me into RPGs. I think I got a lot of other people around our age in RPGs. And I think it was one of the first games to prove to me that a game can have a really decent story and quirky characters that you can get attached to. And then Strider and Gunstar Heroes and Mario Kart were my follow-ups.
runners-up were...
And Mario World.
Sorry. And Mario World.
Yeah.
Jeez, I think I'm going to be the odd one out here, and for Super Nintendo, I'm going to have to say Yoshi's Island.
Oh, nice.
That's
okay.
Not bad. I liked Yoshi.
Okay. Yeah, that was the first time I actually, like, I was small when it came out, so if anyone actually got to the end of that game, what
They're
it is Bowser gets real huge and then just chases at you, and that frightened me to death. So that
did
was,
you shit yourself?
You know, probably.
Can't remember. But,
Yeah, I blocked that out. But thanks for bringing it up.
No problem.
Oh my god,
Chris,
16-bit. The RPG I picked was Phantasy Star 4.
Which
is actually still on my top five list of all time at this point.
Oh, wow.
And the non-RPG I picked was more of kind of a Roots pick, because RTSs are very popular now. I picked Herzog's Wii.
Yeah. Gotcha. That makes sense. That would kind of lay the foundation for that.
Exactly. So, you know, it can give you an idea of whether or not you're going to be into real-time strategy and that kind of thing. And it, of course, it could mislead you like it would me, because I don't really like Herzog. I don't really like real-time strategy, but I love Herzog's Spy because there's that action element to it.
Exactly.
So,
yeah. Very cool.
32-bit.
Oh, this is another hard one for me. I have three games tied for first, but I'm only going to pick one, Metal Gear Solid. Because I think that was the game that kind of shows the way the games were headed after that. Very cinematic, action-packed, stealth, great voice acting, that stuff.
It's a great pick. It really is.
It's someone else had that in their emails, too. I can't remember who it was.
I mean, it's a fantastic pick. I don't know who picked it in their email. But...
And runner-ups, Mario 64 and GoldenEye.
Very cool. Yeah. Both of those are great picks, too.
Yeah, I picked Soul Reaver.
I love that game.
I think that was a huge turning point for story and games, along with like Metal Gear at that time. Uh-huh. But the thing is, if you go back to it, it plays a lot better than Metal Gear did.
Oh, Metal Gear doesn't play that. Well, Metal Gear still doesn't play that good. But that's just me. I'm drinking the haterade, but yeah.
But yeah, that's if I was recommending games for someone else to play, man, I do not think
Soul Reaver's great. And you can even put Soul Reaver in the next next category, too.
Yeah, I could.
Because the Dreamcast one is the best one. Yeah.
There you go. Very cool. All right, so 32-bit. The RPG I picked was Lunar 2, Eternal Blue.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Symphony of the Night. I don't think I need to go into any more details.
No.
So, you people need to play that game if you haven't. Just saying.
Yep.
PS2 and Xbox and GameCube and Dreamcast. Go.
This was another... Actually, they're all fucking really hard
for
me.
They're all fucking hard. I don't know why you keep saying that, Jeff.
And I really altered between two, but the one I'm going to pick is actually Devil May Cry.
Mm.
Nice.
That was the game that made me solidify, like, I need to get a PS2. This changes everything. This is the best an action game has done in 3D. Had a decent story at the time. Was so stylistic. Amazing, did stuff I never did before. Loved it. I think people have to play it if they never played something like that. And runners up GTA 3, Soul Calibur, Resident Evil 4, Halo, and God of War.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Yeah.
Aces, go.
Yeah, I'm going with Halo. A lot of the same reasons that Jeff said for Devil May Cry. that's the whole reason I bought an Xbox. Like, I had no reason to buy one. And then I played Halo at a friend's house, and then I think within a couple months I had went out and bought one just for that game.
Yep, that was my top two. I was like one of those two. I was like, Devil May Cry just invented a genre, pretty much. So good. So good.
Was it the first one?
Technically it could be the first character action 3D game that's like combo-based, I guess.
Okay. I can see that. All right,
who knows?
All right, PS2 and that generation...
It's a PS2 game, obviously.
Well, I have both of them are, actually. So my RPG is Rogue Galaxy. It's
nuts.
Just a
fucking
awesome game. And I picked this one and not its sequel, because this is the one that really just made me drop my jaw in awe at just the epicness of the scale.
Epicness,
yes. Of the scale and just how everything worked and how, like, it was like a new bar when it came to gaming, and that was God of War. The original God of War really, really impressed the shit out of me.
Me too.
I remember just my roommate at the time was like, you need to play this right now. He had a demo of it. He's like, you need to play it right now. And then it's like he'd come home from work. Did you play it? Why didn't you play it? And it actually got to the point where he was like, look, I'm putting this in the PS2 right now, and you are playing it while
you're
sit here and watch you.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's God of War for sure.
Cool. Can't go wrong with that either.
No way.
That was on my list.
I'm sure it was.
I said it.
This gen.
Ugh, okay. I've got three tied for first. I'm just going to name one.
And go.
Do I go for all around, like, encompassing, like, just getting involved in the game, you can do whatever? Do I go for graphical fidelity and that actors portrayed in a video game? Or do I go a kind of mixture of the two?
You go with what you think is the best.
I don't fucking know.
Generation.
I'm going to go with
a mixture of the two then.
I'm actually going to go with Uncharted 2, I think.
Nice.
Yeah, I think even though I like some of these games better on my list, I think Uncharted 2 would be the best one to be like, after you experience what you experienced previous this is what games can look like and can play like. And
yeah, it's another one of those new bar things, you know.
Exactly. Like, and the other one,
the cinematics of it, the visual style, to an extent, the gameplay as well. I mean, granted, there were better shooters out there, and there were better platformers.
Oh, for sure.
Like I said, both really well together.
Yeah, this isn't my favorite game of each generation. It's just what I would recommend people to play. Yeah. And the follow-ups were Skyrim, Gears of War, and Mass Effect 2.
Oh, I had Skyrim. I was debating with Skyrim. I had it. I played with that idea. Aces, go.
I'm going to go with Trials Evolution.
Oh, wow. Okay. Because I haven't seen you playing that shit.
Like I would. With the 8-bit pick.
No, like it's weird, but like I play it not in long bursts because I don't think anyone should play that game in long bursts. You just get pissed at yourself.
Yeah, pretty much.
But when I do play, I have such an absolute blast. I can see a lot of people enjoying Trials.
I can see pretty much everybody. It's simple, very easy to understand, basic, but fun, addicting.
Yeah.
Solid pick.
I agree. All right, so my RPG is Mass Effect 2 or 3. Pick one.
But are 2 and 3 technically RPGs?
I'm kidding. Did a whole feature on it.
I know, I'm just being that guy.
You're always
that's what I'm
guy.
Here for, man.
Damn.
What? Someone mentioned superhero games?
Infamous,
oh,
duh.
Fired, man. my non-RPG pick was Uncharted 2 as well.
Oh, nice.
For the same reasons. It may not be my favorite game of this gen, but it is definitely a testament to what is available and what is possible in this generation.
Mm-hmm.
Arcade.
It's going to come as no surprise to anybody, but I am in...
Virtua Fighter.
Rob's boat, Street Fighter 2 Turbo. That was the one game that... I mean, I could say Championship Edition, I could say Street Fighter 2, but they're all from the same generation. Street Fighter 2 Turbo is the best one. Fucking awesome. That's what got me, like, addicted to games competitively. Like, I need to play fighting games. I need to do something, like, one-on-one. Or else, like, high scores never even... I didn't even care about high scores on any game. It was all about the competitiveness of going one versus one or whatever. That's what did it for me. And I think everyone should experience that. And I think it's one of the best games ever made.
I kind of feel the same way about Jeff in the competitive nature of an arcade game, but I went more in line with The Grid, if anyone's played that.
Oh, the racing game?
No. It was a midway game, and it had like four cabinets into it, and it was like a third-person arcade-y, like just run around and like blow people. It was a third-person Unreal
shooter.
Tournament type.
Yeah, is that what the game was called?
Yeah,
I remember playing a game like that in college. I can't remember what it was called. It was at the local arcade.
It was a huge set of four different arcade cabinets connected together.
Did it have a rolly ball on it?
Yeah.
Trackball?
Yep.
Yeah, I totally forgot what the game was called, but we used to play that all the time in like college. That's crazy.
Yeah,
that was
good stuff.
Yeah.
Cool. I went a little bit of a different direction. I think it might be a game that's a little older too. Shinobi. Was my
The original one?
Yeah, the original Shinobi in the arcade.
Mm.
That is the one that I can remember going back to over and over and just getting brutalized by how hard the fucking game was. But that's what really led me to want. I mean, I was like, okay, now I want Shinobi on a console of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, I just very, very much remember playing Shinobi in the arcade.
Gotcha.
That's
pretty much it.
You guys have any you want to add?
I would like to add all my picks redone again, because I'm probably, like Trickman said, I'll probably change my mind tomorrow. Like, literally three of them tonight I changed on the spot. Like, I was like, this is it, this is what my pick's going to be, then I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I
like, I'm already thinking, like, Devil May Cry, that was like, but then again, God of War, I like so much better than Devil May Cry, but Devil May Cry started, I'm like, I don't know, it's so hard.
And for me, it's like that 16-bit was rough, because it's like...
That's hard.
I bounce back between Phantasy Star 4 and Chrono Trigger, back and forth.
Yeah,
back and forth.
I've never even beaten Final Fantasy 3. I just think that's a game that everyone should, like. It turned me on to RPGs.
Yeah,
and I thought that would never happen.
And it's still considered the best by most.
Strider, really? Like, Strider is my personal favorite game of that generation, but.
Yeah.
People might not dig it.
I will say, I think everyone should at least try Minecraft.
I have not tried that yet. I haven't even touched it. I haven't even downloaded it. I haven't even seen it. I've seen a video of it. That's a lie if I don't say I've seen a video. But, honorable mention?
That's all I have done.
Is that your honorable mention?
Your honorable
mention. There it is. Minecraft.
There you go.
Hey, do we want to throw PC in there? What PC game do you think? There's your Minecraft.
I would go with Doom 2, probably. The first really, really good first person shooter. Or Doom. Doom or Doom 2, I'd go with.
I couldn't even pick one off the top of my head right now. There's too many PC games out there.
Or World of Warcraft 2. But,
cool. Should we move on to some new releases?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. This is a big week next week. PS3 and 360 are both getting Darksiders 2 and Sleeping Dogs.
Yes! Yes!
PS3 is also getting Papa Yo for the PSN.
Who cares? End it now. It doesn't matter.
And XBLA is getting Dust next week. And then the PC is also getting Sleeping Dogs and Hero Academy.
Actually, Sleeping Dogs does look cool.
Yeah. I thought that Darksiders was coming out at the same time.
It is.
On PC.
Same day.
So I think this list is just incorrect and doesn't have it.
Could be. Yeah, Darksiders should be like all three on the same day.
Yeah. Cool pick of the week.
Darksiders 2!
Darksiders 2.
Of course.
Sleeping Dogs.
The dogs. Oh, you and Travis can go fucking
say,
have
you a
nice,
make a great
like...
replacement for Travis.
Yeah. You're both assholes.
I do what I can.
And you're both 4 feet five.
And it's actually
four, you're taller.
But we like to have 2 inches. It's platforms.
There you go.
And then we feather the hair.
All right, so I've got an email and a couple voicemails.
Cool.
All right, first let's do the email. And this is from Big Red SC. He says, "Hey guys, it's been a long time since I've written in."
Opposite Size Podcast.
I recently got a new laptop, and as part of a Microsoft program, I got a 360 free with my purchase. This is my first Microsoft console, and I've still got a couple of weeks till I'm off to college. I decided with this free time, I am going to marathon the entire Halo and Gears of War series, not including Halo Wars. So far I have finished Halo 1, not Anniversary Edition. I just managed to beat it in one sitting. Halo 2 and Gears 1 and 2. Wow.
He beat Halo 1 in one sitting without trying to stab out his eyes at the library level?
Yeah, it says I beat it in one sitting, so yeah, I guess so.
That
is not a short game either.
No, it's not.
Well, he must have a lot of time on his hands then. Well, he's not going to school right now, so there you go.
There you go.
I was curious if you guys have ever done something similar, like playing through an entire franchise in a couple of weeks or a month, something like that. With love, Big Red SC. P.S. I haven't got an Xbox Live Gold yet, but I was wondering what your guys' gamer tags were so I could add you. Mine is Burgest. If any of you are wondering, someone pronounced my PSN name as that once, and I just thought it was hilarious. I don't know what his PSN name is. I guess I don't get the reference.
Well, because, you're reading it, so you might be pronouncing it the same way he's laughing at, so who knows?
Yeah, maybe.
He said Burgest, I don't know. Oh, mine's just Goffy, Goffey, same as on Retroids.
Yep, and mine is Shinobishi, Shinobishi.
I'm Fate904, Fate.
Mm-hmm. Franchises, you guys ever go on like a franchise run? I've only beaten a few games in one sitting. Actually, I think I've only beaten, outside of like The Walking Dead, like short games. The only game I've beaten in one sitting that was relatively long was Halo 3. Like, this is, like, way back before Reach came out, and me, I think, Arikan, Double Arikan, C-Sharp. I think, Aces, you might have joined in for a bit, too. We had, like, a Halo Sunday. We wanted to go through the entire Halo 3 game, and then we basically played from beginning to end. And I think me and Double Arikan, I think, were there the entire time. Some people just kind of subbed in the other two people because it was, like, four-player co-op.
Yeah.
And then other than that, Tomb Raider, Lara Croft, the Xbox Live Arcade game. PSN game. I basically played through all of that with C-sharp in one night.
Wow.
With drinks involved. It was fun.
With drinks involved.
Yes.
I think the closest I've ever done is when Metal Gear Solid 4 was coming out. I tried to go back and play the older ones. And I got through one, and that's about as far as I got. So I haven't really done that. I usually just play the games as they come out. Like, I really should go back and play Darksiders before Darksiders 2 comes out, but I won't.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting.
You never tried to do, like, a series? Like, say, like, no. Ratchet & Clank? Like, I tried back in the day when Ratchet & Clank came out. The first one came out for PS3. I tried to go into the PS2 games, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
I think Halo 3 came out, and then I went back through 1 and 2 over, like, the course of a month. And then I think I did the same with Metal Gear 1 and 2 when 4 came out.
Oh, I did it with God of War, actually.
Oh! Actually, you know what? Actually, you just said Metal Gear, right?
HD Collection came out for... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say Metal Gear, same as me, is when Metal Gear 4 was coming out. I played through all of 1 and 2, and I've never beaten 3. I got about a third through it, and then didn't finish it, and then played 4. I've never beaten 3.
The ending of that game is like, that is the payoff.
Really?
For 3.
Everyone keeps saying, I still have it, maybe I should just get the HD collection and just play through 3, because everyone keeps telling me it's so good, but every time I try to play it, I'm like, I hate the camouflage thing, man. I hate I have to go into a menu and change it, and like, you go to another screen, it's like, I have to change my camouflage again, do another fucking thing, and it just drove me nuts.
Yeah, that was one of my big problems with it, too, so.
But everyone keeps saying it's you need to push through it. It's really good.
Yeah, I would agree with that sentiment.
But before I move on, because I want to go back and point out how much of an idiot I was. He said with love, Big Red SC, and next to that it says PSN ID. So Big Red SC is PSN ID, and someone mispronounced that as Burgess.
Wow. Way to go, Riccio.
Yeah, well. At least I didn't mispronounce Big Red SC as Burgess.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, cool. I got a couple of voicemails. You want to do those?
Sure.
Let's see here. Here's the first one coming up right now.
Hey, guys. It's Fluffy.
Hey, Fluffy.
Hey, Fluffy.
What's going on, man?
Not much. How you doing?
I'm drunk at home.
Okay.
So I've been thinking while I do shit. And it's cool. And now I'm just in bed. But you know what's awesome? The sheets are cool. Not cold. I mean, it's been cold here, but they're not that cold. They're cool. And it feels awesome. And you just want to roll around and, like, shoot things.
Like, what?
I want to get my Nerf guns, but they're at the other
shooting
side of the room.
Oh.
I really don't want to get out of bed. I mean, if I do, it'll be weird. I could get another drink. But, I'm about
I don't
to
think you need
Batman
one.
Batman again. I fall asleep every other time I try to watch it. I do that sometimes.
Watch what? I'm Batman. So confused. Oh, time. Batman.
This will be like the fifth time I try to watch it.
Oh my god.
I'll probably fall asleep before I finish fast forwarding.
Been there before.
Anyway, I'm gonna let you go. See you later, guys. Bye.
Later, Fluffy.
Take it easy, Fluffy.
I mean, I'm
at home
clearly,
and I'm drunk.
From that voicemail, he is taking it easy.
He's taking it as easy as you possibly can.
That's right. All right, I got one more. Here we go.
Hey, guys, it's Abishin, filling the empty hole in your heart that is voicemail.
Irrational passions.
Let's give you a new topic, something to think about, something to ponder and discuss amongst each other. Seeing that this generation is almost over and there's like nothing really that's gonna be like I guess groundbreaking or mind blowing for the rest of this console generation. I mean sure you got I would think probably the only thing left would be probably Bioshock Infinite kinda, but you kinda sort of saw that Bioshock 1 already. And maybe the Last of Us. I wouldn't really put too much stake on that one. But there's nothing really that's gonna be like that being for the rest of this generation. And considering the question of the week, this week, with which games are for the best, what game would you pick for each generation? I was thinking, what would be like the top five games of this generation? At least for you, what would be the top five games that came out this generation, in your opinion? And like, when I say this generation, I mean like the portable studio. I consider the Vita and 3DS like next generation portable. So like the PSP, the original PSP, and the DS with Beast, Ice Curtis, Countdown 2. So you know, not Chronicles 2, Chris. but as for me, I would definitely say like for like my top five, like my number five would probably be the hands. It's totally going to be Game of Thrones, but anyway, my number five would probably be like Doctor Chronicles. My number four would be Bayonetta. My number three would be The World Ends With You. My number two would be Kingdom Hearts Revelations. And my number one would be Mass Effect 2. That's what you're in. But yeah, that would be my list. I would go into explanations, but I don't have enough time because it's like 3 minutes per call, and I don't want to go over the 5 minute thing. So yeah. And for the update of how my life is going, it's going pretty fine, it's going pretty good. Might be moving to Japan in like maybe 3 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, he wants to move there. Yeah. Oh, he's actually going to do it?
Everything else done, but yeah, just got to get a job there and I'm gone. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Hopefully find a new life, new happiness, and a new place to be at. And I might go to Tokyo Game Show, which would be kind of awesome. Oh, also, I'm the new co-host of Irrational Fashion. You didn't already know that, but yeah.
Yes.
Polite.
I did know that.
Anyway, talk to you guys later.
Thanks, Navishin. Always good times with that guy.
I know. Man, he's moving to Japan? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I saw him tweet something like that. Like, he just basically needs to lock down a job.
Yeah, from what I know, he's looking for like a waiter position at a restaurant on an army base.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, gotcha. So
it's not a bad way to start, man.
Nah, he's really looking for it, too, so if I'm,
good,
he's
good
putting
for
his
him.
Mind to it, he's
he'll
do
fucking
it.
Love it there.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. I actually, a buddy of mine lived over there for several years and taught English as a second language over there, and mm-hmm. and he's back here now, and he's actually married to someone he met in Japan, so, you know, who knows? It could change your, it will change your life, you know? I'm not going to say it could, it will change your life. And whether it's for the, you know, whether or not you come back, I guess that depends on how your experience goes in Japan. But I will say this, we're going to miss you, man. If we don't get to have you at Indus Fest again, it's going to be bad times, man.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Top five.
But he did ask a question, though.
Gen.
See, I can't do that right now. I can't do that on the spot. I really can't.
Hey, we can do that next week.
Yeah, good.
Let's do something really simple next week. We don't have a question of the week lined up.
Actually, we don't
so
either.
Fuck, let's just do that. Life. Let's just do what's your top five games of this generation next week.
But it's not over yet. We have to at least give it till we get to play Darksiders 2.
Well, we will have played Darksiders 2 for like 2 days by the time we do the next
Well,
show.
let's do something like, that's a cop-out. We can't, I want to do it, but unless you, I don't care, fuck it, let's go, let's do it, whatever. Whatever. Let's just go. Let's just make lists.
Let's do this.
Let's
go ahead and give you bombs picks. Madden 07, Madden 08, Madden 9,
Call of Duty Black Ops, Call of Duty Black 11. Ops 2.
Yeah.
Sure, let's do that. What the hell? What are your the question of the week is, what are your top five games of this generation? Let's do it that way. Because we don't have anything lined up, and you guys seem to like it more when we do things that don't require thought. So,
I think this requires more thought than a lot of shit.
Well, okay.
It might not be like deep conversation, but fuck, I would say, like, I sat there at work, like, oh my god, what am I gonna do? I don't even know. So what are we doing? We're gonna do top five of this generation.
Sure, why not?
And then at the end of this generation, you can go back and see if your top five changed.
But didn't he mention something about the Vita and DS and all that kind of stuff,
too? He said that PSP and DS are included in this gen.
Well, I'll just say right now, my favorite console game ever of all time is Mario Kart DS. Bam. Done. There we go.
Really?
Still play it to this day. The only fucking portable game I still do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, if you want to answer the question of the week, send us an email. That address is email at interactivedistractions.com. If you want to send us a voicemail, you can do that. And that number is 706-760-4337.
It's like Leet, but it's feet or something like that.
It's something like that.
Yeah.
It's not cool like the Irrational Passions guys because they actually searched out Leet.
Who were they?
Yeah, that happened.
That's okay. I had a phone number that was like some area code 52 Indus, and I had to get rid of it, unfortunately.
Mm.
So, anyway, you can also get us on Google Talk. That is interactivedistractions@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast. You can follow us individually as well. We are Indus Chris, Indus Travis, Indus Geoff, and
Geoff.
ACES High 291.
There you go.
I always forget the numbers. You crazy young people and your numbers after your shit.
You can find us on Google. Sorry.
Oh wait, does that mean February 91?
What?
No, you're not that young. Yeah, you are that young.
He is 91.
Is that February 91?
No, it was the first three numbers to the first house phone we ever had.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. Okay.
Crazy.
Check us out on Steam, Facebook, and Google Plus. You can search for Interactive Distractions.
Oh wait, your fucking birthday is in August. I should know that.
September.
September. That's when you were here. Yes. I am. Okay. Go. End it.
I love you guys. I'm trying to end it, Geoff. You need to shut the
sorry,
fuck up.
Sorry. 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 I was like, when it was here again? August or September? Fuck.
Also, come by Retroids and join the forums where you can find Interactive Distractions and Irrational Passions, where Joe makes his alternate home when he's away from Indus. And Nabashin, whose voicemail you just heard, is also a new co-host on that show. So go check them out as well.
I hear we're beating Game Crashers at this point.
Oh, really?
We have 6 hosts.
Oh, okay.
Wow, that's crazy.
Well, we used to joke that you had 18.
Yeah, that's true.
You and Game Crashers.
Yeah, probably.
That's insane.
I can say we'll never do a show where all of us get together.
That would be fucking Armageddon.
That would be rough.
That'd be insane.
Cool, that's all I have. You guys have anything else before we wrap up, get out of here?
No.
Cool. Well, Joe, thank you for joining us, especially on such short notice.
No, I had fun. I was talking to Geoff last week about wanting to record with you guys again, and hey, it happened.
Yeah, he said you were whining about that.
I didn't say whining. Don't be a dick. I will say for the record, though, Ace is 3.5 inches taller than Travis.
Time I counted,
not really,
six.
But
that's before.
Six. Holy crap. Well, you're just talking about your penis, though.
Well, it's 3.5 normally, and then 6.
Am I going to go to jail for saying that? That's. Let's just end this. We should have ended this 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, but you won't shut up.
Nah, sorry.
Hey, Joe, is there anything you want to pimp before you get out of here?
Yeah, Chivos and On the Reg.
And with that,
hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about it. If you're on iTunes or that other marketplace, I think it's called Zoom or something, please leave us a review.
Tampax.
It's Tampax. I don't go there on the Reg. So until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Geoff.
And I'm Joseph.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.